Workers' rights. My recent experience of employment tribunals leaves me skeptical about their effectiveness, particularly in the absence of effective trade union action. I took BT to an employment tribunal when they sacked me in 2015. The case was dismissed because procedural errors meant that the fee, applicable at the time, wasn't paid. I was allowed to resubmit my claim, which was by then outside the legal time limits. BT was granted a preliminary hearing to get my case struck out for that reason. As they refused early conciliation, an extra month is added. This meant that it was then considered as submitted in time, a point accepted in the written judgment. When fees were abolished, I resubmitted my case. BT used the same argument to strike the case out. They were again granted a preliminary hearing on the same spurious grounds. BT sent me an email 3 days before the hearing saying that they would ask the tribunal to make a deposit order, meaning I would have to pay up to £1,000 in order to continue the case. And that if I lost, they would make an application for me to pay their costs. I read this on a Tuesday evening and their deadline was midday Thursday the same week. I felt I had no choice but to withdraw the claim. It was accepted by the original judge that my application was submitted in time, yet the tribunal continued to allow BT to pursue a fundamentally dishonest case. All an employer has to do is prove it has applied its own procedures and applied a reasonable penalty. A tribunal is expressly forbidden to substitute its own judgment for that of the employer. It's no surprise then that every prime minister from Margaret Thatcher onwards has boasted about Britain's weak employment protection law. But a Corbyn-led government must legislate for positive rights that will genuinely protect workers. The best guarantee of workers' rights, however, would be to drive the capitalists out of the boardroom and ensure that hiring, firing and discipline are in the hands of workers. A former BT worker